to it. So anyway, Comedes Garçon, it's a, you know, like Ross said, it's a pretty popular. It's more like, because Supreme, when they collab with people, it's usually not with like high fashion brands. I mean, they've done it with Louis Vuitton and obviously Comedes Garçon, but it's usually like random stuff or like random artists. But like every year they always have the Comedes Garçon collab. And, you know, like years in the past, with this collab has come the release of box logo hoodies and t-shirts. And if you know anything about Supreme and what's going on there, you know that these box logo shirts and sweatshirts are gold. They are the most popular thing Supreme ever releases. They're kind of the staple of Supreme, that red box logo. So they released them this week on Thursday with Comedes Garçon. And let me guys just give you a quick rundown of the prices, of the resale prices, because I'm looking at them right now. Mm-hmm. So the t-shirts sold for $54 retail, and then the sweatshirts sold for about $164 retail. And I'm looking at StockX, which is like stock market for streetwear and clothes.
Right.
And the t-shirts are selling right now for about $400.
Oh my God.
And the sweatshirts are selling now for about $700
to $800. Pretty penny.
And I'll give you guys a quick rundown of how my Thursday went. So of course, me liking to buy Supreme and stuff, and honestly, I was just trying to make a quick buck and like buy something and flip it. But you know, we had some technical difficulties. I didn't prepare well enough.
And Ross's laptop kind of let us down a little bit.
Don't put my laptop.
I trusted Ross's laptop, and it like, you know, I should not have put trust in Ross's laptop.
Definitely
but
not.
It's my fault, you know. There's no point in getting mad about it now because it's over. It's done with. I didn't make $500 that day, but, you know, whatever.
You
live and learn.
Really cool sports jerseys and memorabilia. They had this cool champion Barry Sanders jersey, what I really liked. Anyways, what I copped, Bailey, if you could hand that to me, that would be dope. So I'm a big polo guy, always kind of have been. It's getting, or it's not really getting colder as much as I want it to. Yesterday was pretty hot out on the field. It was like 85, but I got this nice Ralph Lauren polo khaki jacket with the pony on it. You know, only $25 with a nice plaid lining around the collar. You can easily piece it with some jeans and some Converse and like a plain white tee or like maybe a Rodney King tee. You never know.
Shout out Rodney King.
But no, I thought it was a nice purchase, only $25, and the people are generous enough to give me two stickers. I'm definitely approved going to that shop if you guys are looking for any kind of old sports like Pacers or Colts. They have a lot of cool stuff there. Any kind of stuff like that, like with jerseys or anything. I'll definitely be going back there. The people are really nice, and I'm considering getting an interview. So if you guys would be interested in maybe getting an interview with those people and ask them how they started and
for sure
what it's all about. Because I know, Bailey, you're tight with one of the guys there.
Yeah, we went down to his shop. Before he even had the shop, he was running out of a storage unit. We went down there and checked out some pieces, talked for a while. I mean, it's pretty cool what they did.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of smart where they did it because Broad Ripple's a pretty poppin' place. It's kind of hipstery. With Butler being down there and just the whole city of Indianapolis that can go up to that area and just kind of socialize. It's in a good spot. And I can't really name of another store that's like that kind of thrift shop where they have.
I don't think
there really isn't. Not in Indianapolis.
No.
So I thought it was really dope. And I'd definitely go back there. So shout out to them. congrats on the big turnout so far. And yeah, it's pretty dope.